Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the All Hallows Eve ceremony. That's how I think about it most strongly. It's also called Samhain. And in the Celtic tradition, it was the beginning of a new year. It was the end of summer and the beginning of winter. It was when the earth goddess becomes the crone, the wise woman, the death aspect of her trinity. And it was a powerful time of release. It was a magical time. It's long been believed that the veil between the world of seen matter and unseen world of spirit is very thin, that there's a crack in the fabric of space and time. So it's a time, wonderful time to communicate with the ancestors. You know, traditionally, it was a time for divination, omens, and seeking understanding of the inner mysteries. It's a time to really pay attention to your dreams and your visions, and it's a time for an inner journey to connect with the wisdom within yourself. And so we're going to do a ceremony by way of a guided meditation. I've already set up my altar here, and so we're just cosmically connected. And just imagine yourself standing around an absolutely beautiful fire, a sacred fire. And imagine the night is dark. And you've come prepared to let go of the old year and set your intent for what you want to create. Set your intent for really connecting with that divine inner wisdom. Allow yourself to know that this is a time for you to connect with yourself, and to connect with your spirit. So just take a few deep breaths and just imagine the magic and the wonder of being here, the beautiful altar prepared before you. And just mentally set your intent. Set your intent for the coming year. And as you stand in front of that ceremonial fire, just imagine yourself putting in it anything that no longer serves you. Just put into that fire whatever no longer works, whatever you'd like to release. And just imagine the fire transforming that into the energy of light and laughter. When I studied with Sister Sarita, she did this beautiful ceremony where she let go of any of the souls that were caught in between that were still earthbound. And so that's part of what we're going to be doing. And as we let go of those earthbound spirits, you can also let go of those things that hold you back. And just remember that you are tomorrow's ancestor. This moment is the future of yesterday. And whatever you do in the here and now always ripples out. Ripples out into yesterday, into this moment, and into tomorrow. So as we stand gathered around this sacred cosmic fire, just imagine a beautiful shaft of white light coming down out of the heavens. And it's a doorway. It's a doorway between the world of solid matter and the world of spirit. And just imagine any spirits that need to go to that light, just stepping forward and just riding that shaft of light back to the heart of the universe. And if anybody that you've known has passed this year, just send your love and your light with them as they walk across that rainbow bridge. And just continue to breathe and hold a space of openness and love and freedom. And just allow yourself to see those that choose to cross over. And just feel the freedom and the joy. And just allow yourself to be grateful, to be present, to have the opportunity to be here as that transformation occurs. And All Hallows Eve, Halloween, is the dark phase of the year cycle. And it's the time when the mystery of transformation occurs. If you think about a young a seed that you plant, you place it in the ground, and in that darkness, it's transformed. A little acorn begins to transform into a beautiful oak. And so this is a time for you to plant all the seeds for your ideas and for the future direction of your life. And those spirits that transform, that choose to cross over, they're releasing this physical, dense reality and going back to the realms of light, taking with them all the experiences, all the love, the joy, the sadness, the unfinished business, taking that all with them, with the knowing and the opportunity to transform it. And as you stand around this sacred cosmic fire, as we move into the northern hemisphere, into the winter's months, you can honor that cycle by being aware that each end and death of the old will bring opportunity for a new start. Each new beginning holds within it an end, and each end holds within it a new beginning. And part of physical reality is that endless cycle of change. And imagine as you stand in the presence of this sacred energy, all of your cells being renewed. And imagine a deep and profound connection opening up with your inner wisdom, with that innate part of yourself, that magical, mystical part of your essence, your spirit. And if there's any disharmony in your life or in your body, just allow that energy to open up, to transform. Imagine that beautiful light of transformation from that cosmic fire moving through you, regenerating your passion. Moving through all levels of your consciousness. Clearing away anything that stops you from hearing your inner voice, that inner wisdom. Allow yourself to stand there in the presence of the dark mysteries. Those powerful energies of transformation moving through you. And imagine any unwanted feelings or thoughts or beliefs just transforming. Just allow those energies to freely flow into that cosmic sacred fire. And just remember your perfection. Just allow yourself to really experience the essence of who and what you really are and let go of any beliefs that no longer serve you. Let go of all those masks and all those misperceptions. And just imagine yourself facing the west and just really giving thanks for those deep parts of yourself. Your inner imagination, your inner wisdom, your inner purpose, and the freedom to follow your heart. And then mentally turn towards the north. And give thanks to the earth for its gifts of food and shelter. And especially give thanks to the underworld aspect of the earth. And bless all the seeds that lie dormant within the earth and within yourself. And give thanks to the rock beings, to the crystals and the minerals. And then mentally imagine turning towards the east and give thanks to the element of air and your ability to communicate. And just breathe deeply of the air, realizing that it brings with you new thoughts, messages from other levels, the birth of new ideas and rebirth. Breathe deeply. Speak your truth and allow your breath to activate your passion and your purpose. And then imagine yourself mentally facing south and give thanks to the element of fire, the fire which illuminates the dark, fire which has the power to transform and cleanse. And give thanks for the illumination of your passion and your ability to grow. Give thanks for its warmth, for its strength of purpose, for its courage and its spontaneity. And give thanks for the ability to release old patterns and freeing up the old energy. And then once again, face the center where the spirit lies, where that cosmic sacred fire, where that shaft of white light comes down from the center of the universe. And give thanks to your spirit for the stabilizing influence, for its ability to guide you and direct you. And welcome the guidance that it's available now and always from the ancestors. And open up to the angels and your guardian spirits. And welcome the chance to rest in this dark place of regeneration, this period between now and the winter solstice. And allow yourself to rest in the still, clear place of infinite love and compassion. And allow yourself to feel a circle of power beginning to swirl around you. And feel the whispers of the spirits of the ancestors. And feel the thanks of those spirits that you've so freely released from this plane. And realize that as you let go, you make room for new beginnings and for a new way of being. And just for a moment, allow yourself to think, what are you planting the seed of? What seed are you sowing in your heart and your mind that will have an opportunity to grow and expand during the winter months? When spring arrives, What is it you'd like to give birth to? And a doorway has been opened. And this is a powerful time for inner explorations. So give yourself permission to pay attention to your dreams. Give yourself permission to explore. Give yourself permission to feel the magic of the moment. And just think of all the different festivities of Halloween. People so willingly put on costumes and go out and party, and allow yourself to connect with that energy. The energy that created that practice, the energy of All Hallows, of Samhain. And think about some of the, you know, like in Mexico, they have, you know, a few days they have the Festival of the Dead, where they go to the cemeteries and they honor the ancestors. And here in Hawaii, in Honolulu, it's amazing to watch what happens on Halloween. Yeah, people just really celebrate it in a big way. And allow yourself to connect with that energy of celebration. And use it in a sacred fashion. Use it in a sacred manner to really allow yourself to connect with your divine nature. Really allow yourself to see yourself as you are, to feel the magic and wonder of the moment. And just imagine yourself floating up out of your body and just dancing amongst the stars. And just give yourself permission to have that freedom, to have that joy. Just breathe deeply and really allow yourself to hear that inner wisdom. Allow yourself to know that the time has come. The time has come for you to let go of your limitations, to celebrate your magnificence, and allow yourself to create the life of your dreams. And ask the ancestors for their guidance, for their love, for their direction. And to help you connect with the joy and the happiness, the essence of the energy that you are. And just imagine yourself looking around at the other people and around the fire and feeling their love. Feeling there, the wonder and the magic. And just allow yourself to know that you are love, you are loved, and you are lovable. And you have the capacity to create whatever you want, whenever you want. You are and always have been and always will be the magician in your life. And as you go forth from this ceremony, allow yourself to fly on the wings of gratitude. Allow the energy of gratitude to surround you and fill you. And and allow yourself to take with you that seed of love, that seed of wisdom, and that seed of transformation. And allow yourself to nurture what it is you have planted. So that it can spring forth into the magnificence. And I give thanks for this opportunity, for this time we had together. And I send each of you the blessings of love, the blessings of the ancestors, the blessings of wisdom and joy, and the magic of the moment. Tonight is truly a night of magic. Just allow your mind and your heart and your soul to be open to it. Namaste.